Imagine for a moment you've just arrived at the Kennedy Center, Washington's grand red-carpeted venue for the performing arts. You walk past the gift shop on parking level A, and you smell something that seems too exotic for where you are. Frankincense oil, sweet and pungent, as if you just walked into the Grand Souk in Cairo. And there's not just an aroma, there's also sound. The call of merchants in the Cairo market piped through speakers in the Kennedy Center gift shop. Just one of the little touches at the center's Festival of Arabic Arts. 3 weeks long, 800 artists, 22 countries. Egypt to Mauritania, the Gulf States, and much of the Middle East, there is literature and dance, film, theater, textiles, and of course, music. We can't capture it all, but we can give you a sample. Think of it as a little frankincense for the ears. Salma Al-Asal sings traditional Sudanese music. She has a Facebook page, clips on YouTube. She lives in Egypt now, but they still call her the Aretha Franklin of Sudan. And now to a man known as the Bob Dylan of Lebanon. His name is Marcel Khalife. On to Syria, to hear a children's choir from Our Lady of Damascus Church, 120 young voices in all. The groups at this festival perform in many dialects of Arabic. Sometimes they don't perform in Arabic at all. On a découvert qu'on était riche au Niger, on a découvert qu'on était pauvre en Angleterre. Évidemment que je parle pas ici d'argent, mais surtout de l'amour des gens. L'Europe, parlons-en. We'll leave you with one more voice from a faraway place, Comoros. A small chain of islands off the coast of East Africa with at least one glorious export, a performer named Nawal. An organizer of this festival says there are actually many festivals, the one on stage and the smaller ones that unfold in the elevators and hallways and hotel lobbies as performers from all over the Arab world meet and mingle for the first time. It's like a party, she says, a beautiful all-night party.
Here we are.
The Arabesque Festival lasts through March 15th. Now, in a video of this concert, you can see audience members dancing on the Kennedy Center's royal red carpet. It's at npr.org/music. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Hey.